Love never fails. Those three words summarize the entire purpose of God. If God truly is love, then love cannot ultimately be defeated by sin, rebellion, ignorance, or death. Human love often fails because it is limited, conditional, fearful, or self-centered. But divine love is different. It suffers long. It is kind. It seeks not its own. It endures all things. It never fails. This means that God does not abandon his creation halfway through the story. He does not surrender vast portions of humanity to endless ruin while calling the outcome victory. The triumph of Christ is greater than the fall of Adam. Scripture consistently points toward restoration, reconciliation, and consummation. Christ came to seek and to save the lost. He came to destroy the works of the adversary. He came to bring life more abundantly. At the end of the ages, every enemy is subdued, death itself is abolished, and God becomes all in all. Love reaches its intended goal. The story ends not with endless despair, but with universal reconciliation under the headship of Christ, by Arthur P. Adams.